This is KRHS Media with METC's eStudent News Bureau. We are reporting live from the 2015 METC Conference at the St. Charles Convention Center. Today we will be talking with the leaders in technology education who are sharing their expertise in their field.
I'm Will Rivers with the METC eStudent News Bureau, and I'm here at the Midwest Technology Conference, and today I'm talking with the top educational leaders from the Midwest.
My name is Will Rivers, and right now I'm at METC with
Laura Gilchrist.
Now, Lauren, can you tell me a little bit about your presentation?
Sure. I just did a presentation called EdCamp PD in my school. Why? Yes.
So, what is EdCamp PD?
EdCamp PD is choice-based. It's teacher-led, teacher-driven, choice-based professional learning. It's not where you go sit and listen to somebody sit and get, kind of like school can sometimes be.
Yeah,
because teachers are the lead learners in schools, and so we need to let them be active participants in their own learning rather than just sitting and listening to someone else.
What are some ways that you have come up with for teachers to be able to actually do this?
Well, I started going to an ed camp, not in a school, but I went to Ed Camp Omaha in 2012, and I was just, it like changed my life. I went to this conference and I could choose where I wanted to go. It was about conversation. I could lead sessions if I wanted to, and I had like so much fun, learned so much. And so I was on fire, and then I've been to like 12 ed camps now. And so after a while, I started thinking, you know, why can't I do this in my school? And I saw other schools doing it too. So I heard about it, and so I thought, well, let's just do it. I had the opportunity to do a 1-hour ed camp in my school. So I did, and the teachers weren't sure what to think about it. We did 2 30-minute sessions with 4 choices each, and they loved it. So that was in October of 2013, and by the 7 months later, our principal asked the teachers, what do you want in PD next year? And every single teacher, well, not every single teacher, I shouldn't say that. The teachers overwhelmingly in all the grade level meetings said, we want ed camp. And so that was after 7 months, they just had a 1-hour ed camp. So then this year, we've had 3 3-hour days of ed camps, which is just teach, each session's led by teachers on what they want to talk about. And then you can go wherever, whatever room you want. You can stay however long you want, and it's about conversation and participation, and we have one coming up on Friday. So it's kind of, it's transformed the culture at our school.
What are some ways that you can incorporate technology into classrooms?
Well, one is to get technology. We've been we haven't had a lot of technology, and we just got carts of MacBooks per team. So I'm 6, 7, 8. So we got one cart per team, and then I have access to iPads. So teachers have MacBooks, but there hasn't been a whole lot of access in classrooms. So now the teachers are wanting to have lead sessions on, you know, what can we have the kids do with a MacBook, Google Docs, and all sorts of.
Yeah, what would that look like to you? How would you enable them to use the students? How would you have the students use them?
Well, great idea. I'm so glad you brought that up, is to have students know so much about technology. Like, if you were in my district, I'd want to have you come in and lead a session. I'd say, would you be willing to? And I bet the teachers would love it because you're one of us, and you would teach us how to do it because you have so much more experience. I don't know about any of this stuff you're doing. So I'd have you come in, and you can have students, you can have parents, and also just authentic projects. Like, we need to having kids do projects and have an authentic audience. Like, they could publish a movie and put it on YouTube. They could, so many things they could do. Skyping, sky's the limit, but we need to just integrate. We just need to use the tools. We're not trying to teach for the technology, but with the technology and have the kids learn with it. But we need to, big time.
Thank you.